Unleash on the Sun.
Hey everyone, it's David and Dylan here from WeeshOnTheSun.com with the 10th episode of our gaming podcast.
The 10, the X.
Yep, yeah, it's the X, that's right. And
Roman numerals.
Roman numerals, for those who weren't
aware. Put this podcast in the education section.
So, let's get this
started.
See
you next week. Alright, so starting off, firstly, the first video leak of Project Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Just, again, nothing's been obviously confirmed or anything, but...
As in, no one said for certain that the footage is...
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. It could just be someone imitating them right now.
And if it is, it's an unbelievably good imitation.
That's right. I mean, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, it could be Demon's Souls 2, because people are assuming it's a PlayStation exclusive. But the fact that the guy carries a shotgun in that video, thinks if it's going to be a Souls game, it's going to have to be a new one.
Yeah, exactly. Agreed. It looked awesome, by the way.
It looked very good. The boss design looked very good.
Yeah, I mean, obviously...
Snippets of seconds, you see.
Exactly. There's like 20 seconds of footage, but in those 20 seconds, it looks really, really detailed.
It has... That piece of 20-second footage alone has made me look forward to PlayStation Conference a lot more.
Yeah. Let's hope.
Yeah,
they announced something there.
So, yeah, there's a lot to look forward there, because from what I understand, From Software is bound to Sony for another game.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think they might be contractually obliged, or I might be thinking of someone else. But, either way, Sony owns the Demon's Souls series.
That's very true.
They could make another one.
Yeah, that's very true. But, and, I mean, they wouldn't be probably shattered at this stage if it's... I mean, I know that there's, financial incentives for releasing on multi-consoles, but they're probably getting a lot of money from Sony if they are keeping it exclusive.
My only thought so far is I don't think this game would be coming anytime this year, that's for sure, with Dark Souls released this year.
I know, I was thinking the same thing.
I mean, the game from the 20 seconds you see, it looks pretty polished in then 20 seconds.
It's true, so it looks, in other words, close to completion, but at the same time, you just wouldn't think that they'd want to...
Yeah, my guess at earliest, if it is, I'd say maybe April, May next year.
Yeah.
And if it's coming, it's coming. all I care about that it comes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Moving on, Watch Dogs was released.
It was.
Now, neither of us actually own the game.
No, so we're going by what people have said, pretty much.
We're going by what people said. I myself am not the greatest Ubisoft supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Dave probably appreciated them a bit more than me. He actually played through a few more of their games than I did.
A little bit.
Oh, in fairness, you did say Assassin's Creed 4, whatever the new one was a bit better than...
It was a bit better, definitely.
It wasn't as bad as the others. He played through Far Cry 3 a lot more than me.
Yeah.
It just seems like, you know, you got the 1 or 2 hours of goodness, then rinse and repeat until the campaign's finished.
Yeah, a lot of their games just repeat themselves, and it sounds like Watch Dogs kind of falls into that same category.
Yeah, a lot of people said there's a lot of sort of copied and pasted sections of like previous Ubisoft games with things you do. One-button hacking. I understand one-button hacking on things like, you know, just on the move, car chases and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think when you're actually doing something like to...
A serious story moment.
Apparently, there's only one type of hacking puzzle, and again, it's very similar to the old Bioshock.
That's
water funnel puzzle.
And if anything, to me, that was probably one of the worst elements of Bioshock.
Yeah, exactly.
So that would have been like the last thing I'd look at for inspiration.
And I hear very mixed things about like the driving, things like that. Some websites absolutely criticize it to all.
Yeah.
I can't even think of a good adjective, but then others say it handles well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, someone said, the driving is good, and all that sort of stuff. And apparently you can level up perks and stuff in the driving, which make it better and things like that.
But... So, yeah, it's subjective. I mean, what I will say is that, you know, you're always going to have some people who like it and some people who aren't so big on it. But given the hype that Watch Dogs got, I think it's fair to say the reaction's been fairly muted compared to what they would have wanted.
Yeah, definitely.
Given that it was pitched as, like, the next big thing, the first major, like, next-gen game, it hasn't really turned out that way.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a lot of people did complain about the graphics. I mean, you saw, like, the comparing of the E3 2012 reveal to the actual 2014 graphics. People were complaining quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So just in saying that, you know, people have been underwhelmed, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. But
exactly right.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I guess that we're always going to see times when there's going to be that sort of dodgy footage put on during conferences, and it can be interesting to see what the game actually looks like when it turns, you know, actually comes out. It's not always the same as what's been shown.
Yeah, definitely. Now, in looking at that, next up is the Wii U GameCube adapter was announced. Yeah, obviously, right. This is a big thing for, well, even games like Mario Kart, really.
Will it work with all of them?
Oh, don't say.
I guess it must.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought, why not?
Yeah, it must just
remap. Well, not that much new information's actually come out. It's just been shown off that you can use it. And I mean, I'm sure it's being made for the Smash Brothers.
Exactly. It's primarily for the Smash Brothers hardcore fans.
I do forget that apparently Smash Brothers is supposed to be out on the 3DS in a few months.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So I'm guessing Nintendo's conference, well, their Nintendo Direct at the time, would have to have some, I guess, release dates.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's going to be a lot of Smash Brothers stuff.
Oh, I expect. To be. I don't know. I assume there's going to be a Zelda reveal.
Yeah.
There has to be. Some saving grace for the Wii U. I mean, Mario Kart came out yesterday, Australian time, and mm-hmm. is doing great. Reviews around the board are all very fantastic and everything.
Yeah.
So good for. I don't think there's ever been a Mario Kart I've absolutely hated. Yeah, my least favourite was the Wii version.
Yeah.
I just felt there were too many people on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you actually bumped into anything, you just came to almost a complete stop, and the game took a while to start again. So.
Yeah, it was definitely not the strongest Mario Kart, but this one does look like it's a lot better.
Yeah, it does. All right, moving on from that, we have a new Mortal Kombat was teased.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
A poster was teased, people thought it was a rumour, then Ed Boon, the creator of Mortal Kombat, actually said it as his Twitter picture.
Oh, really?
So people think that is pretty much a confirmation. I mean, it's been a while since the last Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's true.
And the last Mortal Kombat was very good.
It was.
So it'd be very interesting to see what they do. I mean, I know a lot of people have been screaming out for a Shaolin Monks sequel, which was the two-player co-op side-scroller.
I heard that was really good.
It was. I went away with a friend a bunch of years ago for a two-week break, and we just smashed through it, and it was very fun.
Not at all like standard Mortal Kombat, is it?
No, not at all.
Yeah, but I heard it was excellent.
It was very good, very fun to go through. But yeah, new Mortal Kombat, I mean, the story mode in that game was brilliant. Yeah,
really good.
They did really well, actually, because usually single player in a fighting game isn't that fun.
No, when it's just your arcade style, like random matchups, it's not great, but this really set the bar high.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and they sort of set the bar where you play like three or four matches with each character versus their rivals, story progressions, people actually die.
And that's the cool part about it, of course. When you're swapping characters all the time, it's teaching you how to play all these different characters. So then
and it's teaching you what they can do as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Which helps you, advantages you as well.
Yeah.
If I can get my words out. And also announced recently was the Metro Redo. Did you see that?
The what, sorry?
Metro Redo. Redux, however they want to pronounce it. Did you see that?
Metro.
Yeah, R-E-D-U-X. How would you pronounce it?
No, maybe Redux. Redux? I don't know if it is or not. But...
Basically, they're re-releasing Metro 2033 for next-gen consoles.
Oh, really?
With very highly upgraded graphics and engine boosts to basically put it up to Last Light's engine.
Hmm.
Because I think a lot of people realize 2033 was the better game, but it had the worst engine.
Yeah, in fact, graphically, it actually looked decent even in its time. It's just that it was not particularly well optimized.
Yep.
It was a pretty good game.
Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's only been out, you know, it's only been out for a few years and they're releasing another one. But then again, look at The Last of Us remake for the PS4. Look at the Tomb Raider remake.
That's true.
They're less than almost a year old.
Yeah, Tomb Raider. Yeah, exactly. You're right.
So, I mean, I think this is because I think Deep Silver bought them.
Oh, could be.
So now they probably want to make some money on the franchise whilst they make another or something like that?
Yeah, and it's probably a lot quicker, of course, than working on a completely new game. So just get something out there for the next
game. Get some money out there, get some money to fund the next project.
Yeah, it could do well.
Get your name in, get some interest before the next one releases.
Because that's the thing, it's not a huge, you know, first-person shooter name compared to some others.
Oh, yeah.
It's still relatively niche.
A lot of people didn't play it because it scared the shit out of them.
That too. Yeah, it was a very atmospheric game.
Yep, definitely. I mean, a lot of people originally compared the original Metro to the Stalker.
Oh, yeah, well, I can see why. It's got that kind of Russian setting.
That Russian sort of...
underground, more post-apocalyptic kind of feel, so...
I mean, Stalker was definitely more RPG and everything, but...
That's true.
They both had their fair share of bugs.
Yeah, that's also true. Stalker more so, I'd say.
That's exactly right. Moving on, Dave's Flavour of the Week, FIFA World.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell us all about it.
Okay, so FIFA World, I didn't really know what it was, but I heard that they had released a new free-to-play FIFA game, and it was true. So I downloaded it to see exactly what it was, and it's basically Ultimate Team.
Which, if you're not familiar, Ultimate Team is basically, it always turns FIFA into a trading card game.
Yeah.
Where you collect the cards, and the cards are actually players, stats, training, boots, things like that, where you take your team online or offline, which is one of the benefits of FIFA World as well. You can play offline a lot more.
Yeah.
And just earn to get new cards, new packs, new kits, all that sort of stuff.
So here's the deal. The match engine isn't the same as FIFA 14. It's not quite as advanced. It's still pretty fun.
Yep.
I think it's probably a little bit more arcadey.
For the fact that it's free, I mean, really.
But the fact that it's free, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's still in beta right now, but I definitely recommend checking it out if you're all into soccer. You've got nothing to lose. It's
exactly. free, like it's I said. It's free. The download is 2.15 gig.
Yeah. And the other really cool thing I need to mention is that often Ultimate Team was known for being a very, like, pay-to-win kind of mode.
Yep.
But you can have a lot of fun with this one so far, anyway, without paying. I've earned a lot of gold in-game just from playing some matches. It's quite generous. So really, yeah, definitely check it out if you're at all interested in that kind of thing. Yeah, it's
definitely what you want. So, moving on again, Plants vs. Zombies was announced for the PS4. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare was announced to be released in October.
Was that ever talked about as an exclusive for Xbox One?
I think they always said coming first.
Okay.
To Xbox One.
Well, that was true.
They never lied?
No, they didn't.
And so, for PlayStation 4 owners, the game will release with the two downloadable content packs that are released already with the Xbox.
Oh, that's cool.
And, I mean, for the low price point, it is, honestly, I think one of the better next-gen games out there.
Yeah, I remember you spoke pretty highly of it.
I enjoyed a lot of what I played.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, just a really quick recap. It's a class-based third-person shooter kind of deal, isn't it?
Exactly right. Class-based third-person shooter, and there's multiple game modes where, you know, there's sort of like capture the flag and things like that, base hunting and things like that. And then there's actually like another take on the original Plants vs. Zombie formula where it's wave-based horde mode where you actually plant other plants.
Yeah, that's right.
And collect cards, again, very fun. You can pay to win in a way with that, but again, the drops are very, very generous where if you don't want to, you will not have to and you won't suffer for it.
A lot of aesthetic accessory drops as well, which is cool.
A lot of aesthetic. Like, so you play a couple games, do well, you'll get your 1,000 coins. Your 1,000 coins will open up one of your better packs, which will give you new cosmetic things to make your cactus have sunglasses or something like that.
Yeah, and in a game as ridiculous as Plants vs. Zombies, that's
exactly right.
Exactly what you want.
And it's very fun. And again, for the cheap price point, I think it'll be releasing for about $30.
Wow, really?
$30, I think, or $40, depending. Between $30 and $40. I remember I got mine for $38 on release.
Yeah, it's a good price.
So I believe with that sort of money, if you want to check out something fun, no real investment into it, really. You just dive in, have some fun, have a laugh.
Yeah.
Check it out. All right, next on the list. The Order 1886 was delayed until 2015.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it was.
I didn't actually know that was meant to come this year, if I'm honest
with you. It was. It was one of PS4's pretty much first-party big announcements.
And is that by the team that does Resistance?
Oh.
Or is it someone else?
I think it's by a team that's only really done Vita games prior.
That could be true, actually. No, you're right.
I'm pretty sure
you are right. They've done, like, the God of War on the PSP, I think, and stuff
something like that. Something like that, yeah. So, pretty much a few... They did a few remakes and a few... sort of sequels to games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was meant to be their first, like, big chance this to show off what they
can do. Exactly, because apparently the other games are all sat around the sort of 6.5-7 mark at best.
Yeah.
So this was what they were leading off with, and PlayStation were marketing it pretty heavily.
Yeah, yeah. It got a pretty prominent showing in their last E3.
Exactly.
Conference.
Tailed to come out this year, so that's dropping off.
Yeah, we haven't seen that much of it.
No.
And while I know that some people would be like, oh, it looks kind of different, like it's set in, obviously, the 1800s.
Yep.
So their weapons are kind of like some...
It's almost like...
weird hybrid of like...
Yeah, exactly.
Of, you know, old school and yet futuristic, a steampunk kind of thing.
Exactly.
But you know what? It looks very dark still. It still looks very brown and very black. I don't know. It didn't grip me in the video, but at the same time, we haven't seen gameplay footage, so...
That's exactly right. I haven't really got to see too much. Now, I don't think Sony will spend that much time on an E3.
Well, if it's not going to come until next year, I think they'll probably show off other things.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you'll probably get about 5 or so minutes of it.
Yeah, you'll get something.
Talking about it, some gameplay footage and things like that. They'll probably explain the delay.
Let's face it, last year they probably wanted to show off anything that was they were able to show off, because there wouldn't have been that much they could even show.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, from that, I suppose it is a bit of a blow to people who wanted this game this year, but I'm sure there'll probably be a few things announced at E3 that will be coming this year before that.
Yeah.
Probably things we mightn't even know about that are coming out in the next 4 or 5 months.
I'm really hoping there'll be some surprise announcements. There's less and less of them these days, of course, because games now take leaks, years and years to make.
And all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, there's all sorts of leaks. And
leading into that, I would hope that Project Beast is announced for 2 weeks after E3.
Will not happen, but we could dream.
That's exactly right. Now, the final little story I put on here, so we're going to have a little bit of time to make up, is that Take-Two have once again extended the Agent trademark. Now, do you remember Agent?
Agent?
Agent.
I don't remember
Agent. You don't remember Agent?
Should I?
With the logo where the A looks like a pistol?
No.
It was the PlayStation exclusive Rockstar game set in the 1970s where you played like an undercover cop.
I don't remember it at all.
Announced at E3 2009.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
And so it's back up and running, potentially?
Well, the trademark was renewed. They could just be trying to stop someone else.
But why would you bother if you're not going to still be making it?
One day could possibly.
Yeah, but it has no brand recognition.
Doesn't it?
There hasn't been a game in the series prior. That's weird. Yeah, well, I guess that does mean that someone's probably picked the project back up or likely to do so.
Yeah, it was announced. I don't think any footage was shown. Pretty much just the logo. And announced that it was a PlayStation exclusive. From what I heard, originally, L.A. Noire was going to be a PlayStation exclusive because they didn't deliver Agent.
Really?
But then something happened and ended up being multi-platform. It came to PS3 PlayStation first still, I think, by a few weeks. But something ended up happening where they almost needed more funding from it and then Sony wouldn't give it to them, so they ended up having to go multi-platform. Now, I could be totally wrong with all that, but this is just what I read and what I'm digging from my memory. But I remember hearing it announced and being quite intrigued about it because I was an Xbox person back then. I did not have a PlayStation, thinking, geez, I love my Grand Theft Auto 3 because I think 4 was not long out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's probably right.
In 09?
Yeah, that's 08 maybe?
Yeah, it's eight, maybe one a year, year and yeah. a half, something like that.
Yeah, that's probably about
could
right.
Could be way off. Could have come out in 2003. But yeah, so they have renewed the trademark. So we'll see. That could be one of Sony's big guns this year.
What do you think Rockstar are actually doing now?
Well, there was an announcement that at a Take-Two shareholders meeting that Red Dead 2 will happen.
I thought that I might have heard that.
Yeah, Red Dead 2 will happen and that there is another Bioshock being made.
Oh, so that's for Take-Two, yeah.
Take-Two are the
publishers. So who's going to be making that, I wonder? Obviously not Irrational.
Who knows?
Yeah, they can farm it off to whoever they like, really.
Doesn't matter who makes it. I think more importantly is who's writing it.
Yeah, maybe. I think there needs to be a good combination between the two, though.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I would prefer that they're... I mean, Ken Levine's obviously sort of moved on into the movie-making business now.
Yeah. But, and maybe like indie games or something, I think he's alluded to with his tiny studio.
But, yeah.
It does suck. It sucks to lose Bioshock. That's one thing I will mention. I have bought the DLC for Bioshock Infinite just this week.
Yep.
I've just started playing through... Well, I've actually finished episode one. It's quite short. But just the opening scene in particular does... It makes you remember just how talented that team is. So it really does suck they're gone. Like, there's no... In my opinion, no other first-person shooter developers that can set the scene the same way that they do. They just do it so, so well.
I do remember when I was going through Bioshock Infinite, and obviously this is spoilers for anyone who hasn't played it yet, but if you haven't, too bad. It came out ages ago. The part where, in the end, where you're going through all the tears and you end up back in Rapture for a few minutes. I'm not going to lie. Got me hard. I loved it. I was sitting there like, Jesus.
Insanely well done. Insanely well done.
And seeing the songbird drown inside Rapture because it was underwater.
Yep. And this is the funny thing. Almost all of the best memories I have of Bioshock, and even what you're saying right now, it's always the parts that aren't the actual in-game shooting parts.
Now, whilst the shooting was solid, it wasn't shooting. It just... You almost wish there was a lot less of it.
Exactly. You wish there was a lot less. I remember still distinctly, I think you play like half an hour to 40 minutes of the game when you first start, just exploring, listening to conversations, just sort of drinking in the world and thinking, wow, this is ridiculously good. And then the game basically tells you when the shooting's about to start. Yeah. I remember something, I think it basically says like, oh, left click to shoot. It's telling you, you know, now it starts. And I remember feeling disappointed. So I'm like, oh, everything that came before this was so good, and then it just devolves into a shooter.
I will say, though, I didn't mind it whilst as a shooter. There was just the one section we both agreed that was the one section of the game which was just flat out bad.
If you've played it, it's definitely the part where you're tracking down a ghost.
Yep. her mother or something like that. Her adopted mother or something
Horrible section of the game.
It was a horrible section of the game, and to me, it just did not fit in at all.
No. Yeah, like I said, they're at their best when they're not just trying to make it into a shooter.
Yeah.
When they're thinking outside the box, thinking of just world design, that's when they're ridiculously, ridiculously talented.
Exactly right. All right, so that's finished my little list here.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you? What else have you been playing this week?
I finished Persona 4 on the Vita, which was...
Out of 10?
Oh, man. Out of 10, 9 to 9.5, definitely. I'd go that high.
So 9.25?
Maybe. Probably closer to 9.5. I'm not sure exactly. It's an interesting game. It's a really, really good RPG. It's really different to anything else I've played as well.
I do have it. Haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
I guess... I will get stuck in shortly, though.
If I was to really quickly describe it, I would say that there is a lot of the game that is spent talking to people and stuff like that.
Yep.
So you've got to be prepared for that. I will say I think it's really well done. The writing in general is a lot of fun. And then there's all these kind of almost like side parts of the game where you're going in dungeons and leveling up and stuff. So that feels like the more standard RPG side.
Yep.
That is not the strong point of the game, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
They're functional, they're fine, but they're not. You won't savour the experience, and you're often quite happy when you finish the dungeons and get back to the kind of day-to-day story. And that's the impressive part of the game, by the way. It spans throughout a full year, basically, with stuff happening all the time.
That sounds so quite interesting.
You cycle through all the days, and you know, it follows like a group of kids at school, basically, as all this horrible stuff's going on in their town. So it's a really, really cool game. Basically, must own if you have a Vita. And it's probably enough. If you're really into RPGs and you haven't played it, in my opinion, it pretty much justifies the Vita purchase by itself.
Go back 3 years ago where I was telling you I wanted to buy a Vita just for Persona and you're laying into me.
And now you've got the game and you won't play it.
Because it's shit.
So
and you know it's shit. You're only telling me 9.25 because it's shit.
The other game I'll be playing is, I don't know how to pronounce it, but Danganronpa. It's probably like Danganronpa.
Trigger Happy Havoc or something it's called?
Yeah. And that's really unusual. I described it to you earlier, I remember, as like, It's a hybrid between the movie Battle Royale, the Japanese movie. I don't know if anyone's seen it, but it's basically...
Or Hunger Games.
But probably closer to Battle Royale because it's very much like Japanese weirdness.
So, like Hunger Games.
Yeah, like Hunger Games. So, yeah, basically cross between that and a cross between Phoenix Wright because there are court cases in the game. And you don't want to get them wrong. So, yeah, it's also very much like text adventure sort of thing.
Yep.
So it's an interesting game. Definitely interesting. Different to what I thought. It's got a real kind of stylistic angle going on. Not afraid of showing some violence. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's pretty cool. Very different. And yeah, so those are the major things I think I've been playing this week. What about you?
My usuals. Dota.
Uh-huh.
I've been playing... Actually, no. We both picked up Diablo, Reaper of Souls.
That's true.
Now, when Diablo 3 released, I was not impressed.
Yep.
There was just something about it I couldn't really get behind. But I think...
And I think that was the same for a lot of the Diablo players, by the way.
Yep. Now, with the sort of lull there has been in sort of cooperative games recently that I've actually wanted to play, we both sort of decided on a whim to just give it a crack.
Yep.
And I mean, it's similar to what I thought before, but I have been enjoying it a bit more because right now it's nothing like anything else I'm playing.
Yeah.
And they have improved the system.
Yeah, for sure.
Before there was all this crap dropping on the ground which I couldn't even use and I didn't know what to do, whereas now I think they've fixed up tooltips, they've stopped dropping crap that I can never use.
I mean, I think we've both gotten 2 legendaries already.
Yeah, I heard that they...
I couldn't have even dreamt of a legendary.
They increased the legendary drop rate, something shocking, I think, from what I remember.
Yeah, and I think they've even retooled the talents and stuff a bit as well, the skills, so... It just feels like you've got something new to play with pretty frequently as you're going through, which is obviously a pretty big plus.
Some of the keep it fresh. I mean, it is still just mashing left click and pressing the occasional 1, 2, 3, 4 or whatever it is, but...
It is what it is.
It is what it is, and right now I'm not minding it, enjoying what I'm playing.
It'll be interesting to see, because the thing is, we've had to start again.
That's right, so we're still in Act 1. Well, we just finished Act 1 today, actually.
So in other words, we're still in the main...
We've still got 2, 3, and 4 to go before we get to the actual expansion.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how the expansion content is different, or whether it's different. It might still be just pretty much the same thing.
I heard
thing.
The expansion content is actually just Acts 1 through 4 again.
Just
with
like
a darker shade of
green. Yeah, I was going to say every character's more green or something. But, yeah.
And I've also picked up NBA 2K14 again, because I want to finish my player season so I can win my MVP award.
That's the best part. You're still in the first season, yeah?
Yes, I am, but my guy's a freak.
Yep.
And what else have I been
playing? I know what else we have been playing.
What's that?
And it's something I've just picked up a lot more as well. That would be Hearthstone.
That's right. We have been playing a bit more of Hearthstone. Season 2, I think, finished today. Could be Season 3. So if you finished above rank 20 in the ranked play, you got the Black Temple card back,
mm-hmm.
which I did.
I absolutely did not. I also didn't really play it.
But I will say, I have to get a lot better at the game in the way that I need to set my deck up a bit better. Yeah,
same.
Because from what I basically can see online, is there's basically three different types of decks you can have. I need to learn what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I need to learn what to do.
Yeah.
And basically, I need to learn how to play.
So there's a lot to learn, basically.
That's right.
One thing I will say is that initially, when I first tried to play Hearthstone, it really bothered me because I'd be like, okay, the match is going fine, and then they just pull a card out of nowhere that I don't have and that would literally rip me to shreds. So it's like, what could I possibly have done? But I've tried to sort of think about it a bit more, and I'm like, all right, I think a lot of games are like this. So, like, let's say I mean, Hearthstone's been out for quite a few months now, and I'm only coming into it now. Now let's say I did that with Call of Duty. Like, let's say I came into the Call of Duty multiplayer 4 months out after it had been out. Everyone would be slaughtering me with guns that I don't have, with perks I don't have, and with kill streaks that I don't have. So it's not really that different.
That's right.
You've just got to kind of play it. Just accept it. Accept that you'll get probably relatively few wins early on, and just use that time to try and learn. And it's a good idea to watch people on Twitch as well.
Yep.
What you sometimes realize is that they're using... Okay, yeah, sure, they have a few cards that you don't have that help them heaps, but largely, their cards might actually be similar.
And they're using them in different ways.
Yeah, exactly. Before.
Things that are smart, you think, oh, I never realized if I could use that to do this, or if I hit that thing with this, it gives it more damage and things like that.
Yeah, so whenever you're losing, try not to let it bother you too much. Just sort of treat it as a learning experience. Like, you know, just think to yourself, right, so that card exists. Now I know.
Now, there is the expansion coming out, hopefully soon.
Yeah,
which does add a more single-player experience to it.
I think that'll be really cool.
So I'm really looking forward to that. Now, BlizzCon is at the...
Like October or something?
Yeah, October, I believe. I bought the virtual ticket last year, and I'd say I'm probably going to do it again. I quite enjoyed what I saw last year.
Yeah.
For the money I paid, I think I only paid like $20.
Really? That's really good.
I don't think it was much. I wouldn't surprise you if it was like $20 just a virtual ticket, because you don't really get anything besides the fact that you can watch online.
Do you get any kind of like in-game?
Oh, you get in-game cosmetic rewards, nothing.
Yeah, but still.
Well, actually, in saying that, I did get a legendary card in Hearthstone, but the card's absolutely dreadful, so no one actually uses it.
Yeah, it definitely gets a lot of attention though, BlizzCon, for obvious reasons. They've kind of got like the three main prongs now, I feel like.
Well, you know, BlizzCon this year, it has to... They're going to spend a lot of time on Warlords of Draenor, because I think release date will only be like a month after that. If they delay the Curse of Naxxramas, which is...
But a lot of people are saying that's meant to come out soonish.
I thought it was, yeah. So I doubt, so they might just mention what's coming in Hearthstone.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Which hopefully is Death Knights and Monks to add a bit of difference.
They might even have a single, like a second single player DLC.
That's right. I mean, I don't see why every single one shouldn't come with something like that.
Yeah, like, that'd be super cool.
Your dungeons or raid type playthroughs.
Hopefully they always stay free. I know they may not, but...
If they're released at a decent price and they add a bit of content, but yeah, then you're segregating your market.
Yeah, and I also feel like they're probably smart enough to realise that every time they release these expansions, then it gets people coming back, and when people play, you're always going to have... If you've got a mass amount of people playing the game, there's still going to be a mass amount of people spending money on... new packs.
That's right.
So, releasing something free draws people in.
Now, before we finish this episode, we're going to play a game right now.
Yeah.
This game is called Stones.
Okay.
Now, you're going to get a coin out, David.
I don't know where my wallet is, but yeah.
While he gets a coin, I'll just make something up on the fly. actually, we're going to make up the rules for this game.
Go on.
Now, this is the difference between me and David. Dave's going to flip that coin, and if it lands on tails, I'm going to buy 40 Hearthstone packs with real money.
If it lands on what?
If it lands on tails.
All right.
Flip it onto the bed. None of this catching trash.
Okay.
Here, right, live so, as it happens, folks.
And it's whatever is facing up. That's right. So you can't weasel out of this.
I don't weasel out of things. If it's all tails, right. I'll do it.
This is actually happening, guys. I've got a 20-cent piece. It's Australian.
That is tails! That's 52 booger.
Oh, that's glorious.
All right. I think we'll leave it there. Take it easy, lads.
Enjoy.
That was Stones this week.